We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's going on, everybody? We are back with another episode of Dice It Up. Just me with the intro this time. We had a crazy, wild weekend at WNBA All-Star 2022 in Chicago. Lost my voice a bit, but hopefully it's coming back. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. But either way, this episode will basically be a compilation of all the awesome content that we captured from the entire weekend, from Friday at the Orange Carpet to Sunday at the actual All-Star game. So awesome stuff. Really enjoyed it all. We'll be back next week with another episode, and I'll be joined by Ice again. Hope you enjoy all the awesome interviews we got with Ariel Atkins, Jackie Young, Ryan Rucco, who I wish I would have asked for tips on The Voice before this, but either way, you get to hear some awesome stuff from him and many more. So hope you enjoy, and we'll see you next week. Kicking things off, I caught up with Olivia Miles from Notre Dame at the Playa Society pop-up on Friday afternoon.
All right, we're here with Olivia Miles. Welcome to All-Star 2022. How do you feel to be in Chicago?
It's awesome to be here. You know, it's so close to Notre Dame, so it's, you know, it's home for me. I can't wait to watch this All-Stars play on Sunday.
Who do you think you model your game the most after?
I would say on the men's side, definitely Steph Curry, Trae Young, those big playmakers. On the women's side, definitely Sue Bird. You know, she's been my idol for a long time, so legends like that.
I mean, you shoot a lot more than Sue Bird, though, and you've got the confidence and the swagger more than anyone I've ever seen in the women's game today. As a freshman, you know, putting up numbers like crazy, what can we expect from Notre Dame next year?
I mean, just to win games, to have fun. We're going to play fast. We're going to play with passion. A lot of speed, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much.
Next, I had a chance to speak with former University of Texas Longhorn and current guard and all-star from the Washington Mystics, Ariel Atkins.
All right, we're here with Ariel Atkins of the Washington Mystics. Ariel, excited to be here for All-Star Weekend. Looking great. You excited to play in the game?
Yeah, I really am. I think it'll be really fun. I think they've got some new components to the game that's going to be interesting.
So dope. Now, you're doing three-point contests as well, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Are you excited for that?
I really am. I haven't done one since college, I think. So it'll be fun trying to figure out kind of which way I want to get it off the rack and stuff like that. So I'm excited about it.
All right. Well, you're my dark horse.
Okay.
Gambling odds, I would definitely take you. Got to support my local Longhorn. Absolutely. Do you miss breakfast tacos?
I make breakfast tacos every day.
You're kidding. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. A lot of people don't really know what it is, and I'm like, it's pretty self-explanatory, but...
Absolutely. For our Austin fans,
yeah.
What was your favorite breakfast taco place in Austin?
I'm going to be really basic here and say Torchy's.
Yeah. That's okay. You know, it's dependable.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and now they have some in Dallas, so it kind of balances out.
Do you go when you go to Dallas?
Not as much as I used to. I don't really get to go home a ton.
I feel you.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime.
We move on to Saturday, where Ice got to chat with a lot of the participants of the Skills Challenge. We'll start with Nalissa Smith of the Indiana Fever.
Go.
Hey, what's up, y'all? We're at WNBA All-Star Weekend, and I'm here with Nalissa Smith of the Indiana Fever. So you're in the skills competition later. What is the mindset going into skills competition? First, is this your first one that you've ever done?
Yeah, it's my first one.
Okay.
So mindset is don't mess up. That's my whole thing. I think I got it.
Okay, are you focused more on speed or accuracy?
Probably speed. That's what's going to win.
Okay, speed. So you're going to be blazing.
Gotcha.
Okay, got you. This is your first All-Star experience. How are you taking it all in? What are you looking forward to most?
I'm taking it in, like you said, just being around so many great players, so many legends, you know, just hanging around them and not competing against them, it's a good feeling. You just get to talk to people and get some knowledge about the game, so it's been fun.
Good. And then last one for you, halfway through your first rookie season, how have you adjusted to the W?
I've adjusted well. You know, I found out, like, you got to take care of your body. That's one of the biggest things, and just becoming consistent in your craft. So I feel like I'm adjusting good.
You sound like an old head.
I'm trying.
Like you've been around here for a minute.
Sorry.
Good. Well, we wish you luck on the skills competition and the rest of the season.
Thank you.
I just got a quick chat with All-Star Sabrina Ionescu of the New York Liberty and Candace Parker of the Chicago Sky. The audio is a little hard to hear with all the background noise and basketballs bouncing, but reminder, we do have captions on our YouTube show if you check it out there. While Team Stewart was practicing, Ice got some input from Skills Challenge participant and local forward from the Chicago Sky, Azaree Stevens, on her strategy for the
Skills Challenge. One, have you done one before? No, not at all. Okay, so what are you expecting?
To win.
Okay, we love that. So what's more important, speed or accuracy?
Accuracy. I already planned out how I'm going to do the passing. Like, that's the biggest challenge I see, and then after that, everything else is a breeze.
Can you share the secret of the passing with
me? Yeah, I'm going to, like, go fast with the weaving and then stop and then pass instead of just flowing into it.
And, like, running into it. Okay, so the key is to stop, like a jump stop kind of thing,
slow
and then
down,
pass.
Channel the mind, and then boom.
Okay, channel the mind, stop, pass, and then win.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We will see you then.
All right.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Ice then chatted with Chloe Clardy of Cypher Elite, a four-star guard in the class of 2023 out of Arkansas, who would be the partner with Jackie Young for the Skills Challenge.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm in the icebox with Chloe Clardy, a guard for Cypher Elite out of Texas, but you're from Arkansas. And she's one of the high school players that is paired up with WMA player for the Skills Challenge. So who are you paired up with?
I'm with Jackie Young.
Okay. How are you feeling about that?
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Not at all. Jackie is probably one of the best at this. She is technically very sound. How did you get selected for this?
I don't know. I think Nike, but whatever it was, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Okay. Besides the skills challenge and working with Jackie, what else are you looking forward to just about being here for WNBA All-Stars, seeing some of the biggest and brightest stars?
Just the all-around experience, and I have goals of being a WNBA one day, so just getting to meet new people and getting a feel for it.
Okay. Who is your all-time favorite player?
Brandon Stewart.
Oh, love that. Stewie's right over there.
I know.
You going to walk up and say hi? Have you already said hi?
Not today. I've met her before, though.
Okay, good. Awesome. Well, she's approachable, so go and say hey. Ask her for a little one-on-one.
I don't know about that one yet.
I'm sure it'll happen in the future. You'll be just that good. Good. Well, it's good to catch up with you. We can't wait to see you with Jackie Young and Skills Challenge.
Yes, thank you.
Next, Ice caught up with Chloe's partner for the Skills Challenge, All-Star Jackie Young of the Las Vegas Aces.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm here with Jackie Young, guard for the LA Aces. What's up, Jackie?
Good.
I'm great. Okay, so we're here for WNBA All-Star. Congratulations, first. Second, you're doing the Skills Challenge, and you're paired with a high school player. How do you feel about that? Is that weird? Are you excited about it? How can you manage that?
Yeah, no, it should be fun. Just looking forward to it. They're doing a good job just incorporating the high schoolers and stuff. So I think it'd be fun to just go out there and see what happens.
What advice do you have for the high schooler you're paired with? Her name is Chloe Cardi, guard from Arkansas, plays for Cy Fair Elite, one of the better players in the 2024 class.
We're just going to go out there and have fun. Yeah, hopefully we win it. We'll see how it goes, though. But the biggest thing is just having fun.
Are you going to have like a celebration, like a paired celebration or anything?
I don't know. We'll have to put something together, I guess.
Okay, good. We'll be waiting on it then.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Following the three-point contest, I spoke with All-Star forward from the Chicago Sky, Emma Mieseman, on Allie Quigley's performance and the impact of being an All-Star on young players from Belgium. Finally, we wrap up this episode of Dice It Up with our quick interview with TV analyst Ryan Rucco. He's one of the best in the business, and we get some awesome insights on how he keeps his voice fresh and his thoughts on All-Star Weekend as a whole. Thanks for listening to this episode.
Hey, what's up, y'all? So we're here with Ryan Rucco at WNBA All-Star. We've got an abbreviated version of Dice It Up with me and Dano. First, thanks for joining us. We know that your schedule is so busy. Calling other All-Star games, skills competition, three-point contest, what do you look forward to the most?
I think just seeing players have fun. Mm. You know, like it's such a, you know firsthand, right? It's kind of like the grind of competition. You're in the middle of the season. Sometimes it's hard to just enjoy yourself. And I think what I like about All-Star is you get to see the beauty of basketball and the fun, you know, skill of these women. But you also get to see them just like having this joyous experience.
Yeah.
Some Rebecca and I were talking about it earlier, so I think that's probably my favorite part of this weekend. And then also, when the game gets close at the end, which it inevitably will,
yep.
You know, like
every
an All-Star
time.
Game always gets close, so then seeing kind of then the competitive juices fire back up at the end of a game. So I'd say those are the things that I love most about it.
This weekend's been kind of crazy for me because you're having so many conversations, talking to so many people. I'm already starting to lose my voice, so I got to ask somebody who talks for a living and talks super well, what's the secret to keeping your voice so fresh?
Well, we always got to warm up first. So the warm up is... Okay? Hey, my 10-month-old daughter can do it, so I expect you to be able to do that as well. All right? So that's like number one warm up. And then also just kind of being conscious, like, so if you're in a loud setting, which of these kind of weekends sometimes you are, right? You go to a party or whatever. Like, just being like, okay, like, I know I'm in a loud place. Like, I can't just use my voice the way I normally would. Let me make sure I have, like, liquids with me. Let me make sure I have cough drops with me. Keep my voice lubricated however I can, you know? So that kind of thing, talking at a little lower tone when you can. Trying not to be on the phone a lot, you know, because that's just going to keep taxing your voice. And hot water. Hot water is really my key. And then Manuka honey is another trick that really helps with the voice. And then for me, I also see a laryngeal masseuse who actually manually works the accessory muscles around your vocal cords. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a, I always joke to like about like with my wife, that I come with instructions. So like that is kind of the full body maintenance program for my boys.
Hopefully it's less instructions than the newborn.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. No, she definitely has more rules and instructions for sure. But so that's kind of a little like precursor kit to vocal therapy.
That was really good insight.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
I have a tech list now of, okay, we're going to go through my warm-ups and then the hot water. I'm already a tea drinker, though, so that...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.